that lass on Radio 4 who's sort of Charlotte Green. She's got nothing on me.
Do you look into their eyes, Ian, or is that too personal a question? You don't want to go into this.
What would you be shouting at the television screen, Ian Lennox?
I can't proofread that.
But there is a slight suggestion that next season might be better. So.
Let's hope so.
No one seems to get a penalty for pulling shirts nowadays, or hardly ever.
Or Seven Simple Seasons.
See what we did there? Yes, yes, like so. It.
Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion with Rob Nichols.
Yes, absolutely. And we're here for the Derby County Fly Me to the Moon edition, issue 580. This is the companion podcast. Rob, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. And wasn't it wonderful to get two fantastic summer-long goals against those Brummies?
Absolutely.
I did say, if I recall, that we were looking for 3 points against Birmingham and Derby County. I had hoped we'd get a point against Leeds, so it would be 7 out of 9.
I remember you saying that. Mm. Unfortunately, not against Leeds. Yes. Yeah.
But never mind. You know, maybe it was Gary Monk just sort of saying, look, this is okay. We'll pass some of the material back and all will be well with well. But we're in the playoffs, so good news.
Yes, at this point in the season, obviously
we
hope to be
in the
We'll stop it now.
Exactly. We have actually rolled out the bandwagon to bring not just one, but two debut folk.
Absolutely.
Two stars of the future who have been brought on board, etc. One of whom has actually trained and taught Middlesbrough players of times past and present. Yay! Let's go to Keith Lewin. How are you, Keith?
I'm very well, thank you.
Marvellous. Keith, Doncaster supporter, had to get that in. Formerly, of course, head of physical education at Ian Ramsey Church of England Academy and community use director at Ian Ramsey Church of England Academy and head of year 10 at Ian Ramsey Church of England Academy. It would have been interesting if you'd been sort of head of year 10 at another school entirely at the same time.
I'm just glad you didn't go through my whole CV. No.
But it is a thought we're talking about here. And now we have a full CV to go through. But share with us first and foremost, what's your Borough connection with lads who've entertained at the Riverside?
Well, I was at Ian Ramsey for 25 years. I finished
a quarter of a century in
summer. So the first one that went through was Lee Cattermole, of course. He was our
Sunderland's finest.
Sunderland's finest, but the Borough's finest at one stage.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then there's several other lads, Andrew Burton, who unfortunately picked up a knee injury at one stage.
Yeah.
He was a good lad. He was a good defender, good fullback. And Jonathan Franks, who's gone and then went up to Hartlepool and then went up to Scotland and then has come back to Hartlepool.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All those lads still keep in touch. I see Andy. I see Jonathan regularly.
Right.
And occasionally I see Lee driving past in his Range Rover. they're all guys who have been linked at some stage with the Borough.
This could be a whole new feature, Rob, for future Fly Me to the Moon routines. Get the former pupils in with one of their former teachers.
It would be interesting. Remember, this room might not be big
enough. So it's you're always looking for ways forward. It could actually replace Kadeem Hussain's poetry as a sort of regular feature. And from Keith Lewin, we change just one consonant from N to S to actually go to Eden Lewis. Eden, a second year student at the University of Teesside, reading sports journalism, I believe.
My first year journalism.
First year sports journalism. And finally, you've managed to make that journey. The threshold has been crossed via the train to the studios here at James Cook University Hospital of Southside Broadcasting. You've got here. Are you unashamedly Borough biased, or are you secretly a Tottenham Hotspur fan?
Oh, I'm certainly not a Spurs fan.
Good.
I've never been really to the South.
Good answer.
No, I couldn't be more Middlesbrough if I tried. Both my parents are. I've been
indoctrinated.
Yes, from an early age. My first baby girl was red and white.
So, really?
Yeah. There's pictures.
And there are many Borough fans who still have those baby grows just to actually prove the whole sort of thing. So you've presumably been around through the triumphs, the tragedies, the challenges.
Mainly tragedies, but yeah. I've started going when it was Strachan era. I started then.
Was that genetically proper then at that sort of time?
No, I started when I was about 11, and then we didn't go, and then Mowbray got in. I got my season ticket when Mowbray started, then I've gone ever since. So I've had a season ticket for about 6 years.
Great.
Here's a revelation, Eden. You were sitting in exactly the same chair that Tony Mowbray himself sat in back in 1987 and 88.
That's my claim to fame. I'll say that.
we haven't quite got the actual brass plaque, though, no. But your posterior is occupying the same space, different times, but same space that Mogger has actually sat in as well. Rob, in case of interest, you have David Nish's chair. Just a thought.
Oh, right. Whatever happened to him?
Do you know, whatever did happen to David Nish? He was fine. He used to look after, I mean, obviously, Leicester City fullback for
a time.
Leicester
City,
but
yeah.
Went on to play for Derby, of course, and was for England, and also was the youth man in charge.
Coaching staff in Middlesbrough, yeah.
Bruce Rowe. So, yeah, we'll put that out as a possible competition. Whatever happened to David Nish? Rob, on the programme today, heaps of good stuff, looking ahead to Derby County. Do you want to share any more about the experiences at Leeds or the Birmingham City game?
let's talk about Birmingham, not Leeds.
Yeah, no, Leeds
was a real disaster. We started quite well, didn't we? But then it's interesting, isn't it, that the first goal against Birmingham came from a shot by Downing that the keeper parried up in the air. Asamoah Longa scored from it. At Leeds, similar sort of shot, really, but the keeper just managed to get it round the post. And they scored within a minute, I think, and it was pretty poor defending. And from that point, we didn't really look like we were going to get back into that game at Leeds until the last few minutes when we got that penalty, maybe somewhat fortuitously. But you look at Leeds also and think that we should have had a penalty at the start for the foul on Asamoah Longa. But we'll dwell on the Birmingham game perhaps more, because in the driving rain and the wind, we really blew them away.
Well, I have to just return briefly to Ian Smith writing in the current edition of, not the former president of Rhodesia, by the way, a prime minister of Rhodesia, if you thought. Different Ian Smith. But Ian Smith actually launched his column with the talk before the Leeds game was on Gary Monk's return to Elland Road, with most forgetting there was an actual game of football to be played. I'd not forgotten. Of course not, Ian. That's why you're a correspondent on Fly Me to the Moon. But then, actually, if there was a prize for most bizarre and surreal ending to an article, it has to be the following words.
Go on.
And maybe, actually, Keith has something to say about this, wearing his former academic hat, really. I looked at him and then looked at the shovel in my hand. He saw said shovel and walked off. Yeah, I thought so, mate, I said. It's like... genius. I mean, Keith, is that just crafting the English language? I realise you're mostly PE, but I mean, a student produced that kind of
message. Ian lives in Doncaster. We should.
Does he?
Yeah.
It's a big place, Doncaster. We better check exactly which part of Doncaster.
Okay. It's a part where they've got sheds.
They've all got sheds in
there. Right, yeah.
And allotments. I'm
pleased you said that, Keith, because had either Rob, myself, or Eden said that, we would have been accused of being grossly stereotypical of Doncaster.
There you go.
The home of the garden shed.
Going back to the shovel. Mm. Well, I'm not sure. That has many connotations, I do believe.
There is another one which we can't use for a word that actually connects with shovel, but we won't go there. It was just interesting. All right, let's move on to the Birmingham game midweek. And the second city of England, the huge Birmingham Christmas market about to start, etc.
Right.
Was it great to actually see a 2-0 win?
Yeah, and
actually, and you didn't go to Birmingham. It was at the Riverside. So
it was the Riverside. Yeah, I didn't go. definitely didn't go to Birmingham. No, and not many Birmingham fans came to Middlesbrough.
I didn't even know they were there until I turned.
It was a tiny crowd. And I probably could see why, because although they put up a real fight in the first half and the first 20 minutes of the second half. Once that had passed, that they just sat back and handed the game over, didn't they, really? That was it. Asamoah Longa gets two goals, missed the sitter to get a hat-trick, probably, and everyone was trying to give him that hat-trick towards the end, but obviously, is it 11 goals he scored now, Ian?
Yeah, 11. Yeah.
So he's up there with the top scorers in the league, and it was, in the end, a very comfortable victory, which was, if we can complete the job against Derby, then in some ways we'll have buried that Leeds result, won't we?
Yeah. So
but it's not always been the case against a comfortable victory against Birmingham, because they have been a good side in the last couple of seasons. And
they were.
Middlesbrough have had to work hard.
But then, of course, the Birmingham owners decided to actually say, no, Mr. Rowett, just go away. We've got really exciting Italian people to take over and progress from there, really.
So, and, of course, the link is that Gary Rowett's coming back with Derby, isn't he, on Saturday?
Of course, yeah. I couldn't think who the manager was.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Glad you spotted that, right? Mm. Very good. You know, we do the rehearsal, but it works wonders.
Yeah.
Still to come on the programme, we'll be talking about the Ali Brownlee tribute mural. We've got, actually, an epic... I mean, this is a ballad... plus from James Flynn, Burroughs Foreign Legion. This is a phenomenal sort of... Homer, the Iliad I'm talking about, not the Simpson, he would be envious of this. We've got Thomas Bartley's views on stops and starts, heaps of other sort of goodies. We're going to find out more about Eden and how she's flying the flag at the University of Teesside, and Keith Lewin's background with respect to what he thinks about the standard of PE in schools today and possible players.
And ask me why I'm going to London on Tuesday.
I'm just writing that down now. Ask Rob why he's going to London. Let's press a button.
Drugs affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, oh, then right. you can always call Pharma Nord oh. on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
How's the chemotherapy going to make me feel?
Is your mum going to get better?
Can I go on that cancer drug trial I read about?
When do I know if my cancer's gone for good?
If you or your loved ones have questions about cancer, Cancer Research UK can help you find the answers. With years of research behind us, we can give you the expert guidance and information you need. Just go online and search Cancer Research UK today.
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven, and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon.
Thank you, Bernie. He's been talking the press a bit this week about nobody getting 20 goals, but with Richard Sambalonga, we've got a player that looks as if he's going to be in that ballpark at this point, isn't
he? In fact, I met the Slavenmeister last Saturday in Middlesbrough Centre.
What was he doing?
He was actually had his books.
He's always just hanging around at the side. These little goalposts.
Let's just qualify that, Ian, because we're in very sensitive times.
No, you know what I mean.
Hashtag me too. I don't want to suggest in any way, shape or form that Bernie, despite the fact he had some nice bling on when I actually saw him in the whole thing, exactly.
No, he was selling his book.
He doesn't sort of creepily hang around.
His stall was near my work.
There we are.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Fine, Ian, but you know, as you appreciate, I don't want another Weinstein effect coming
through. No.
Let's just step away from that completely. As you said, let's hope Bernie can sell a book. He did actually say he may join us for Fly Me to the Moon, because I did broach the subject.
Did you?
And he said, yeah. So that's something else we might look forward to. You never actually taught him, I presume, Keith?
No, but I have spent a bit of time with Bernie at some stage.
Well, there you go. So, at the start of November, the inspirational words of the voice of the borough, Ali Brownlee, were immortalised on the Approach to the Riverside Stadium. Again, a feature that you put together in this current edition of Fly Me to the Moon. And it's fair to say, I mean, coming to you first, Ian, because you're the sports journalist, that sort of magic that he kind of brought to audio listeners, fans of Borough, across the whole thing and so on. Page 22, by the way, in case you haven't. It's not a sound effect of people just working through the process. Were you very saddened when he actually lost? I mean, did you find that what he actually did, what he gave, not just as a Borough fan, because clearly he's a BBC journalist, he needs to be neutral, but in terms of that, there was a passion there that certainly sort of communicated itself through the airwaves?
Oh, it was pretty much the voice of my childhood. Every Saturday, I didn't used to go to the match much, but like my dad always used to have it on the radio in the background. He just was like the voice of my Saturday afternoon for so many years, and then as well, like growing up with my dad and all that, and Ali Brownlee, he actually died on my dad's birthday, so that, like, the 15th is always a bit, like, funny, but yeah, I've got big respect for Ali Brownlee. Like, if I wish he'd was still here now, so I could have had experience on the radio with him, because that would have been, like, a really good experience, and... Yeah,
but you've got Rob and myself, for goodness sakes.
Exactly.
I mean, we've also spoken with Mr. Brownlee. In fact, he did jingles for Rob. He was privileged to do that, I think. And I know he's looking down from heaven. He'd say, yeah, the highlight of my career was doing the jingles for Rob Nicholls.
No.
I might dig it
no,
out.
No, he was a great man. And it's fantastic that they've honoured him with this mural. And it was really nice to speak to his father and his daughter. And his father talked about his son's passion for the borough from being... Like you, Eden, from a young age.
A visitor to newsagents in Linthorpe.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So it's all sort of basis. And, of course, his father, Malcolm Brownlee, and daughter, Emily. Emily, quoted here by yourself, Rob, he meant a lot to a lot of people, but the town and the football club meant so much to him. So good to see that it's actually up there. And I don't think, actually, obviously, the thing about journalists is you've got the Pulitzer Prize, you've got the Edward R. Morrow Awards, you've got sort of... we've got a John Pilger Archive Library. Sometimes journalists don't get kind of acknowledged for the work that they've done. And I mean, fundamentally, he was a sports commentator, but he was also a journalist as well.
Yeah, and very much a man of the community, because he would
run a lot.
Well, he wouldn't. Yes, he did run sometimes, but he would be the man behind the microphone, and also so many charity dues. He'd give up his time for free, and it always thought it made a bit of a special event when Alistair Brownlee was there, and his voice and his presence. He was just a really nice man. Always stood up for the area.
I would not presume to actually attempt to say what is on the wall mural, because it wouldn't do justice to the great man's words, but I would say check it out, because it all ties up with the Eindhoven scenario and the 2006 UEFA Cup semi-final against Steaua Bucharest. So, Borough's Foreign Legion, James Flynn. Is James a newbie as well, Rob? Is it relatively new? I don't seem to recall.
He's just been writing this season, but he's not a newbie, because as he pointed out to me, there's a link with them. I told you about that. I was going to London. There's the link with
that. I just had this down. Ask Rob, why are you going to London?
Yeah.
In fact, actually, let's just test Keith on this routine. Keith, would you like to actually have your first official question on Southside Broadcasting and the Climate Zone podcast and ask Rob why he's going to London?
Rob, I've heard
that
you're on your way to London very shortly.
Yeah, that's quite true.
You couldn't tell us a little bit more about that.
Nice touch. Very good. Very sophisticated. He shoots his
indeed, goals. Yes. Well, James Flynn once had a trial for Hull City, and it was against Bradford, and the Bradford he means was Bradford Park Avenue. And the reason I'm going to London on Tuesday is because a project I was involved in, I mentioned it on here many times, we did an archaeology excavation, and there was lots of bits of artwork at the former ground of Bradford Park Avenue. Bradford Park Avenue went bust in the 70s, but part of the ground still remained. So we did a bit of an excavation a couple of years ago, and we got loads of people, ex-fans came. For me, it was quite amazing, because it could have happened to Borough in the 80s.
Yeah.
And you always question what would people have done afterwards. And so this was a similar sort of scenario. We put it together after we'd finished the dig and the artwork, put it together into a book. I only wrote a couple of pages in that book, because a small part of the project. But we actually, it was... funded by people just paying so much money for the book, and it's the first time a crowd-funded book has been shortlisted for the William Hill Sports Book of the Year. So it's in the top 5 sports books of the year, and we go down to London to find out if we've won.
Excellent.
On Tuesday.
Who would bet on that?
Who indeed? Well done.
Very good. Moving on. Borough's Foreign Legion, James Flynn. No relation to Brian Flynn, I presume.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's worth, we won't actually do a site or anything on this, but the opening lines, players imported from an overseas region, an army of talented soccer stars, brought to Teesside from countries afar, seniors, monsignors, or messieurs and hers. It's done very well, actually.
Yeah.
But actually, for Christmas, we might hold this back and actually do a full Flyme's version of that.
Yeah.
Maybe you can actually include it as with a musical version on the next band by Shrug, or next album by Shrug.
Right.
That's your thought there. Stops and starts, Thomas Bartley. Talk about this with Eden, I think, actually. The opening line here, since the start of the season, there has been one golden word that Borough have appeared to be scarce of, consistency. You may recall, Eden, back end of last season, Steve Gibson, blessed be his name, he actually said, Borough are going to smash the league, going to do it, work through that whole process.
Oh, we want to smash the league.
No, I know.
That quirk has come back to haunt him a little bit, I think.
Well, I thought at the time, could be interesting. Are you satisfied as a fan with where we are? Because it's reasonably placed, and let's face it, when you're feeling a little bit low, just think of Sunderland.
Exactly, that does help quite a lot.
So, as a fan, reasonably satisfied, do you think it's getting that consistency? And what better way than to actually get back-to-back wins starting up against Derby,
I think,
of course?
We're getting there. We've hit a good form. I just wish we hadn't lost against Leeds, because then we would have been hitting really good form, like after Sunderland and then obviously against Birmingham. So I wasn't too convinced at the start of the season about Monk and whatever, but now I think he could be the right bloke for us if it keeps going the way it's going. Mm-hmm. And the team seems to be gelling more. And now we've got like a proven striker and a Samba Longa. I think we could be going the right way, hopefully.
Well, Slaven Bilic has just turned down the West Bromwich Albion job, so I suppose he would be available if you wanted to have a nervous breakdown somewhere along the line. Sorry, Slaven, we know you're a passionate person, but what the heck. And actually, just wearing the Doncaster hat, I just wanted to flag up the fact that Doncaster midfielder Matty Blair is very positive about thanking the club for support after his brother's death. I mean, is your heart still with Doncaster, Keith? I mean,
it's funny, you know, because, while I was at school, we used to do a sports presentation, and one evening we had a young James Coppinger came and do some...
Oh, I remember him, yeah.
Came and did some presentation. And, of course, every time I now go to revisit Doncaster, James Coppinger crops up on the out on the right wing and scores several goals. And has done, and he's put in some good service at Doncaster.
Really. Newcastle junior, wasn't he?
He was a Newcastle junior at the same time as James Beaumont. And there's a lot of lads who, again, are next pupil of mine, and he did really well. And again, he moved from Newcastle to Doncaster, and has made his home there. And he's had one or two little problems since then, but I mean, he's done really well, and he's scoring regular goals, and he's always looked a threat in that position. And
good
again,
career.
It's that same old story. A bit of skill and a lot of speed, and there you go. And it frightens defences, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And he can score goals. And he's put in some good service under several managers as well. So that's you've got to say well done to that. And so, it's there's a little link there between the Gizwer and this part of the country and going down there and seeing that as well. So... Good stuff.
All connected. So nice to cross the bases. No Johnny Howson tomorrow, of course, Rob, because he's
suspended.
Exactly. I bet he was much loved by the Leeds fans when he was returning to the game, really.
Yeah, he didn't get to... he got a similar ovation to Gary Monk, But I guess he was playing, and if he hadn't been playing, it would have been Adam Clayton, who would have equally got the same sort of reception.
Of course.
And as we've said, I mean, looking at the sequence, I mean, obviously Leeds... again, not really doing very well.
They got beaten 4-1, didn't they? By Wolves?
Yeah.
You're probably looking Wolves, Cardiff, Sheffield United, Aston Villa, Bristol City. Then, of course, it's Middlesbrough and Derby. Derby currently just below...
yes, absolutely. They've got a game in hand, I think.
They do indeed.
Mm. So we could do with that win. And then we go to Bristol City just after that. Mm. So playing two teams that are just either side of us in the league. Okay. Yeah.
So... is it going to be a success story? Because we've talked in the past when we've done previous shows, a Flower for the Moon podcast about Derby County, and there's quite a little friendship between the fans, really. You've cited a few people who kind of Derby fans, etc. Do you want to give a few name checks once again?
Carmen, known to many Borough fans as Blondie, who was given an award for her charity fundraising. She was terminally ill, but unbelievably, that is about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago now. Mm-hmm. She was only had a few months to live, and she went onto the pitch between Derby and Middlesbrough and put the match ball down and things like that. But she incredibly fought back, and she does all sorts of things now. She's been all over the world.
That, Rob, if I might say, is the power of Flammy to the Moon.
Yeah, well.
Because we flagged out the positive of Carmen. We've worked through that. Yeah. It's like the healing hands. you can get some of that by simply buying a copy of the Flammy to the Moon fanzine, really. A mere £1.50.
Right.
And healing powers will be there.
Okay.
Honest, obviously, Robert, not to go fully on that.
No. I think it's pointed out by a couple of people in the fanzine, actually. There's one big difference between Derby and Middlesbrough is that Derby seem to change their manager at least every season. And it could be a reason why, despite being superbly supported and having people that can pump finance in, they've just stuck, haven't they? They are not going any. They're not getting any closer to being promoted.
I think there was a lot of hope for Steve McLaren, of course, to actually do something, but he didn't quite.
Return of the Mac,
exactly.
They had great big posters all over saying Return the Mac,
God.
And then he was. Yeah.
Yes.
It was dispatched very soon after.
Having said that, you know, if West Bromwich Albion are looking for a manager, then I suppose he is available, really. So yes. We'll just roll that one out there.
Someone
else definitely suppose. Still, actually, Borough's most successful manager.
Yeah, he is.
In terms of results. I know, Eden, that might sort of...
And trophies.
Well, if
and trophies.
Went, I'll get a Brummie accent like when you went to Holland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's true. That'd be
do you know, such cynicism in one so young. Eden, just a standard of that. Eden, what's your prediction for the game against Derby County tomorrow? What are you going to suggest is going to be the outcome?
Oh, I'd quite like a win. Wins are always good.
Yeah.
But Derby are obviously quite a decent team and they'll put up a good fight. I'm just hoping Bamford? Yeah,
Patrick Bamford.
Forgot his name there. Yeah. Hopefully he starts, because obviously former Derby and a massive Nottingham Forest fan,
yeah.
So that'd be quite nice if he...
He put in he played a very good 20 minutes, didn't he?
He did. My dad said he warmed up for Saturday.
He was very good.
And then if Issa Mbolonga plays as well, obviously, ex-Forest.
Yeah.
So that could be nice.
Good thinking.
Yeah. So
what are we saying? 2-0, 3-0?
I'm going to go for a 2-1.
2-1.
Right, okay.
2-1. Right, so one goal
because he consolation by David.
Okay. Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Your prediction.
Am I allowed a 2-1? Because obviously...
Yes, that's fine.
I think that's quite a nice little...
Yes. I'm going to say 3-0. Rob?
I'm going for 2-0.
There we are.
We're going to keep David Nugent quiet.
Yes,
I hope.
He is a good player, isn't he?
He is a good player and was released by us too soon, surely.
Always dangerous.
Yes.
Just think, if a couple more Nugent goals in the Premiership, we might have still been there. Still.
Well, absolutely.
That's another line. How can people actually subscribe with the special half-season offer
that
we've provided in the Flying to Moon, which actually also incorporates back issues, etc.? As we said, Fly Me to the Moon is for life, not just for Christmas. Subscribe for Christmas to Fly Me to the Moon. How can our listener,
absolutely,
if they haven't already done
our
so,
listener, yeah, did you say?
Well, you know, I like to sort of feel it's a personal relationship.
Listeners,
you
know? Yeah, oh, I see.
In the last five issues of the season, how can they actually do that?
Yes, well, they can go at any time, go to the website, fmttm.com, and click on subscribe. I've made it available that you can get the last five issues, but thinking about it, they might want the last six issues because of the next one's Boxing Day. Mm. So, or email me at robshrug@gmail.com, or old-fashioned way, write a letter to Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilk Street, Middlesbrough, TS1, 5... A for Alan, P for Peacock.
Jeez. Eden, I need to ask this, but okay. Rob mentioned that write a letter. Have you ever done that in your life?
A very long time ago.
Yeah.
But yes, I have written letters.
You have?
Yes.
Right, okay. It's getting to the stage where very few people actually do, really, these days. Step to one side. It's interesting. Snail mail is the sort of thing. Yeah, great stuff there. Brilliant. Keith Lewin and Eden Lewis. I think they've done very well, Rob.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's exactly. It's been like a crack team. And let's hope that the Borough have actually learned from that and will develop it. Got to mention, of course, Tracy Hyman, also often of this parish, and indeed a great photographer, Flying to the Moon, who actually had a photograph of Lukas Jutkiewicz. There we are, name for the past there, standing by a tree. Yes.
That's right.
Spot the difference. Amazing. So anyways, this has been the podcast companion to issue 580 of Fly Me to the Moon, the official fanzine for Middlesbrough Football Club in its 30th season. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
30 English years. Almost as young as Keith Lewin. Really? It's amazing. Yeah, and older than Eden. It's
yes.
Quite astounding.
Yes.
So... Have you drilled Eden and Keith?
No.
No. So
no.
They need to know what to actually do for the final, the wrap-up. This is the catchphrase. This is the seven simple words that are actually there, which we all have to collectively say. Even as a Doncaster supporter, Rob, I think...
Yes, it might stick in the throat.
But as a former teacher of four, many of the sort of Borough fans...
Absolutely, yeah.
Sort of, I think we're getting this sorted through. Are we ready to take this in three? A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough. And up the Borough.
And up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.